in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that serious laws of Rotzen Achamitziach, Shri Shavar, Achagoyzle Shalom Kolchu. As we saw, the Shita asked, why does the Mishnah bring in that there was someone else trying to be Zeiche? What's in the Geya? Anyway, the Itach Chiddush is when your Chatzar is kind of, when your Chatzar is not kind of. As the Rimi Lengil, now in this Mishnah, in the beginning, more in the middle of the Perek, explains that the Seder of the Perek of Shnayim Moichsin is it's speaking about all the times you find a Mitzia and two people are fighting over it, whose it is, what's the halacha. And it brings down kama scenarios, kama cases, we have two people fighting over a Mitzia. If you follow through the Mishnayos, it's very gishmak. The first one is Shnayim Moichsin, they're both holding on to it. The second one is someone was riding and he asked someone else to be Zeicha. Each one, someone else fell on it, the other guy grabbed it. So over here is a difference here. Over here, see, people are running after it and grabbing it. And the guy who owns the field, he wants to be Zeicha. As in each Mishnah, that's what it's saying. As Kibbe Shnayim Moichsim is the first chelik, the first parak is dinim of two people that are fighting over Mitzia Ma Dinoi. That's the first chelik by Mitzias that I have to. Then you come to Elo Mitzias. Elo Mitzias speaks out the dinim of a Mitzia when it's hefka, when it's not hefka. That's the way he sets it up. As the Fiza, it's very gishmak, why in each case we have two people fighting over a Mitzia, and the Shail is, Heich Lod Naine Mahai Dir. Okay, that's his setup. Number two, the Mishnah says, Ba'ama Zichseli Sadai. As we saw yesterday, the Muki Yosef and the Ritva Amidai, the Mishnah, that you need an Amira. And the Shail is, why do you need an Amira? As they learn that enochinami, by all over, by a chotzer, Mishnah Meres, you don't need an amira. But MS is a gewaldig idea, because the sugi of chotzer is mentioned in many places. And we don't find ever that Chazal say you need an amira. Only in our Mishnah we find that you need an amira. Why is it that way? As that's the makkah to the Rishonim. In two hadgashas, number one, they learn only by chotzer sheina mishtameres you need a mira. V'oi, they say even by chotzer sheina mishtameres, it's only by a certain case. We're talking about an item that's moving. By an item that's moving, where you have to be mizdarev to get it, as then you need an amira to say you're going to be mizdarev to catch it before it moves out of your. That's the way the Rishonim learn. As lefi devrayim, the Amira is not a lomdis in chotzer. It's just a hechatimsa to make it mishtamer that you're watching. The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam in Hilchas Gzela Vaveda is medayik the Rambam not that way. Lefi zeh, the din Amira is only nageya by an animal that's moving. The Rambam brings it down the stomach. That you always need an Amira by chotzer sheinu mishtameres. Miduyik in the Rambam, even when it's not an item that moves, you always need an Amira. As he says, even though the Ran says he's saying Pshat in the Rambam, but the Rambam is Ravur, not like the Ran. Lefize, you have to say a different Pshat in the Rambam. As that we saw yesterday, the Mahalach of Rav Nochum, that the gather of chotzer is that by a chotzer sheinu mishtameres, you makabel al yedei the chotzer, and the amira is koiveya that you makabel al yedei the chotzer. And the chilek is by a chotzer sheinu mishtameres, it's somewhere that you be'etzem keep your chvatzim in. It's be'etzem a makom kabbalah, because this is always where I keep my chvatzim in. But she'ekin a chotzer sheinu mishtameres, it's not something that I keep my chvatzim in b'derech klal. As only when I'm yachidit to keep my chutzim there, then it helps. Then it becomes my makom kabbalah. And we saw Rav Nochum learned even in Tosis that Tosis says has a havamina that by eina mishtameres amira helps. What was the havamina of Tosis? Al derech zeh al yedei the amira even a chotzer she'em a mishnah meris liyichud would help, but kamash malon, it doesn't help. As that was shlav number one, klapi dinyanim of amira. Shlav number two is klapi the din of aimid bitsida. As on that, we see a big hadgasha. The Gemara Tosis and Divrei HaMasvel Hani Mili B'Chotzer HaMishtameres. It goes on the Maskana, the Gemara Chotzer HaMishtameres doesn't need Aymedes B'Tzida. By Chotzer She'ena HaMishtameres you need Aymedes B'Tzida. Frek Tosis Akasha Vim Taimah B'Perik HaZorik D'Tanan Zorik L'Toich Beisa L'Toich Seira Migureshes Mashma the Mishtameres Afilu Kof Kom Hachi Kom Ohula Buhushay Medis Bitsad Besa. Over there is talking about a bias. A bias is a makom meshumar, but there a house is watched. And afilu hachi, Ula says, you need a medis bitsad besa. The isha has to be standing bitsad besa. Bitsarach beer. A bias is meshumar. Why do you need a medis bitsad besa? That's the shaila of Taisus. Yesh loyma the dafka gavi get the isa bal korcha b'yinan emedes mitzad beisa kedam rinan mishmaita. As what's the mark? My nafka mina if it's a bal korcha. My nafka mina. As the Ran in Gittin and the Rush later on in the Sugya, the Hemshech on Yud Beis Amir Aleph, the Piskiya Rush over here explain that there's two ways that chotzer work. Chotzer can either work midin yad, or chotzer could work midin shlichos. Why does chotzer work midin shlichos? Ah, you didn't make him into a shliach. As the Gemara says, because zochen la'adam shaloi b'fanav, v'schiyah mitam shlichos. As if chotzer works midin shlichos, as then it's not midin yad. But if it's not midin yad, as you don't need a medes bitzid. But by get, which is a choiv, as then chotzer can't work midin shlichos. Chotzer has to work midin yad. Midin yad, as then you need a medes mitzvah. That's shlav number one in the rush, on the Ran. The Lemuki Yosef on the Mishnah over here, and the Ran, they say another knech. They say nacha knech that by chotzer hamishtameres, even when you're not standing there, it still works midin yad. Why? Because a chotzer hamishtameres is when you have something in your hand, you don't want to hold it in your hand forever. You have to use your hand for a lot of different things, to write shir, other things. You don't hold something in your hand for all the whole time. As whatever is in your hand, you put in a chotzer hamishtameres. Kivan shekein, the chotzer hamishtameres is an extension of your hand. Because a chotzer hamishtameres is a place where you put things that are in your hand. But that's only when it's nichole, when he wants the items. When he wants the items, as then he takes it and he puts it in the chotzer hamishtameres. But by the get, which is bal korcho, and he doesn't want the items, as then you wouldn't put it in the chotzer hamishtameres. You would throw it, you would want to get rid of it, you don't want to keep it. It's not your mokum that you keep things. As the fizeh, the muki yosef, and the Ran are mechadish that a chotzer hamishtameres works midin yad. You don't even have to say it works midin shlichus. You could say it works midin yad. But a chotzer hamishtameres is a yad even when it's not samach loy. That's the connection. Why is it that way? Because chotzer hamishtameres is the place where you keep things that are in your hand. As this has the usage of hand, it's an extension of your hand. Because things that are in your hand, you put in a chotzer hamishtameres. I say, b'zei, a chotzer hamishtameres be'etzem is an extension of yad. By chotzer she'ein hamishtameres, as then you need to be midin yad, then you need to have smuch olam. or by a get where you don't, it's bal korcho, as then the only way it's yad is bismukha. Those are the two mahalkim in the Rishonim to be mazver this keyboard. The Maisa, it comes out that Mishtameres doesn't need Oymed Bitsida either because it works midin shlichos, or it's a yad even when it's not Oymed Bitsida. Those are the two mahalchim that we have in the Rishayim. Okay, you know, just a little bit clearer what we saw yesterday, second day in, the Rishayim are Masgur. Now let's move on to the first chelik of places, the Gemara and Baba Kama. On Daf Mem Tes on the base. The Gemara says, "Mashkoine shel ger biyad Yisrael." A ger has no yorshim. When he's megayer, he doesn't have any kroiven. Geshen is kayer kikart shalele dami. He doesn't have any kroiven. As when he dies, his money is hefker. As mashkoine shel ger, it was the ger's biyad Yisrael umesa ger. As the Gemara says, that the person who has the chotzer is his koina part. Someone else is koina the loiva. Frag the Gemara v'tiknu lechatzeroi l'maisa, it was in the chatzer of a yid. As why isn't the yid koina the mashina the ger midin chatzer? Damer of Yesi bechanina, aye, maybe you'll answer it shaloi midaitoi. He didn't know the ger died. As the answer is chatzer shalodam koina loi shaloi midaitoi. Umasik the lesser pirish lemalve bechatzeroi. We're talking about where the malve is not in the chatzer. That's one way of looking. As the Gemara over there says, pirish the lesser. Period. It doesn't say more than the lesser. The first shot in Tosis is, what does the lesser mean? The lesser is going on the malve. Who says this shot? You open up Tosis in Gittin, Memtes on the base. The one who learns this way is the Ri. The Bala Tosis, the Ri. He learns that when the Gemara says the lesser means the lesser Lamalva. Lamalva is not in the Chatzah. Tosis over here is Choylik on the Ri and Tosis in Gittin. So Tosis, the Kosha, the Hosam Mashma, the Havi Bechotzer HaMishtameres. The Maisi Alom, the Rav Yesi, the Rav Chanina, the Ma'iri, the Mishtameres, the Mucha Chacha. Frek Tosis, the Gemara over there says, Yekoina Shaloi Midaitai. And the Gemara by us says, that's by Mishtameres. As I say, it's Mucha that we're talking about a Mishtameres. Those Frek Tosis. The Re over there is Chayda. The Re-Entices in Yitin learns that we're talking about Enoi Mishtameres. If he, the Re, it comes out of Gevaldig Yechid, Sha'enoi Mishtameres also has the din of Chseira Shel Adam, Koinoloi Sheloi Midaito. Not like Tosis over here. What's the Pshat? If it's an Enoi Mishtameres, how does it have the din of Chseira Shel Adam, Koinoloi Sheloi Midaito? As the Re will learn, like Rashi we had yesterday. What's the word of Eina Mishtameres if I med es bitsida? The word is when you're Imed bitsida, it's Mishtamer. As my nafkamina, if there's a gate around your chatzer, as then your koine shaloi midaitai, or there's a person watching the chatzer that no one else should come in. Over here we're talking about a mashkin, an inanimate object. It doesn't move. As it's not walking out of the chatzer on its own. The only way it's Eina Mishtamer is someone else is coming in. Ad kama, there's a person there and he's preventing everyone from coming in. As now it's a regular chatzer HaMishtameres. Why shouldn't it be koine shaloi midaitai? Yeah. And Pashtis, he's Mishamrit. Meaning, if he's making sure no one's coming in to take it, as it's Shomer, no one could take it away, as it's going to stay there until he finds it, until he knows the guy dies, and he's going to take it. As him came, what taka is the pshat? L'chari, he could be koinesh alayi midaita. That's what Tosis over there in Baba Kama holds. Tosis over here is muchach not that way. Tosis is muchach by a chotzer she'eno mishtameres. If somebody's a medes mitzidai, he's not koine shaloi midaita. And the mucker of Tosis, he tines, it's meduyik that way in our Gemara. Because the Gemara is, how could you say, I met his mitzidoi, I, koine shaloi midaita, and for the Gemara, sham mishtameres, and ve'enam mishtameres. Tosis over there will learn that in a medes bitzidoi, that the Gemara says, kan b'mishtameres, kan b'enam mishtameres. But the memra of shaloi midaitoi, that could be by both. Ritzach levar, ligda yisaitis dika machlaikis. And a chotzer, where somebody is on medes bitzidoi, he's watching it, and it's shomer, does it have the maila of koine shaloi midaitoi? As this is machlekes number one between the two taisesim, and avada it needs a peer. Why shouldn't it be koine shaloi midaita? L'choira, it should be koine shaloi midaita. Yeah, as it needs a peer. L'choira, taises over there is no pasha. You have to know what pshat is taises over here. Aleph. Beis, there's another machlekes. V'oid, the mistama beisai. Vadai mishtamehu sheshama shama mashkin im kenki lesa nami likni. Over here we're not talking about where it's in his field, we're talking about when it's in his house. A house is mishtamer. Where does a guy keep his precious stuff, his mashkin, his valuable things? He keeps it in his house. His house is mishtamer. The re in Baba Kama is chole. Zogderi, what are we talking about in the Gemara in Baba Kama? We're talking about where someone walked into his house and he took out the mashkin. That's the case. We're talking about someone walked in, it was Zoich in the mashkin. As even though a bias is normally mishtamer, but we're obviously talking about it here where it wasn't mishtamer, because the Gemara in Baba Kama says lehedya. Someone walked into the house and he took out the mashkin. Yeah. After it's a Rosh Yeshiva's house, actually some Rosh Yeshiva's that the house are open and everyone could walk in. Yeah. But it's obviously not talking a house that's mishtamer because someone walked in and someone came in. As liktar nocha machlaikis between the two taisim, the garden to santa machlaikis. You have a house. A house bederach klal is mishtamer. And taisis over there says, but obviously we're talking a house that wasn't mishtamer because someone walked in and took it. As the shayla is, what's the beer in this machlaikis? If a bias is mishtamer, if someone walks in to take it. As you could say, well, it's a balabatisha machlaikis. Tosis over there learns, well, if one guy walked in to take it, so Mistama, this is the kind of house that everyone could walk into the house. He's a guy, he's not makbid to lock his door. Everyone's rolling in there. It's like some of the Bachram Diras, till 3 in the morning, the door's open, everyone's walking in. Yeah, it's kind of a house. If someone walked in, it's that kind of a house where open house, they call it. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. That's what you could say. And Tosis over here learns, no, we're talking about one chevraman. He waited till the guy opened the door and then he went to go to shul and he left it open by mistake and he ran in and took it out. Yeah. So machlekes is what the hechetim is. It's a balapatisha machlekes. Kenzan. However, Rav Asher wanted to learn that ligda alom de shemachloikis. And what is the lom de shemachloikis? The lom de shemachloikis is we're talking about it here where one guy had access to the house. It doesn't mean just because one guy got in, so that means obviously this is an open house. No, we're talking about one guy has access to the house. The one guy who has access to the house, he went in and he took it. does that make the bias ois chotze sheinu mishtahara? Meaning the bias in general is a shamadika place. In general, we lock the doors at night. Yeah. In general, the house is closed. But there's one guy that has access to the house. Does that make it einoi mishtamer? Tosfos over here holds, okay, I know the Gemara in Baba Kam is talking about where one guy went in, but still the bias is in general mishtamer. Clapping most people, they don't have access. As one guy has access to get into my house, that doesn't make it a chotzer she'einoi mishtamer. And Tosfos over here, and Tosfos over there is chaylik. A dugma ledavar lesaber esa oisa. To hear the point. Sometimes we have people that work in the house, as you tell them the code of your house. As is my house a chotzer hamishtama now? There's a worker that's working in the house, and he knows the code. He can go in whenever he wants. Is my house ois chotzer hamishtama or not? The dogma is one person that has access to your house. Does that make it ois chotzer hamishtam? A very interesting breakis. The fizeh Rav Osher wanted to tie it in to a tesis on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. That tesis is talking about a similar tzir where someone keeps something in your house and he has access to go into your house. Meaning there's someone else, a friend of yours, that he keeps something in your dira. As he has access to go into your dira. As this guy, every once in a while, whenever he wants to use his stuff, he goes into his dira. Does that have a shame of a chotzer hamishtamer or not? The tzaddik should have a shame of chotzer hamishtamer. Rav Asher wanted to learn because copy the whole world, it's mishtamer. Rather, one guy could go in that makes it ois mishtamer. Right? Everyone, he's watching it. L'maisa, the house is a watch price. He still keeps things in his house. Like we saw in the rush. What's the gather of a chotzer hamishtamer? A place you keep things and it's safe. As l'maisa, my house is a safe place. Everyone else can't get there. His wife is still putting her jewelry there. The man is still putting his envelope with his money in his house. He keeps his stuff in his house still. Rather, there's one guy that has access, but it's a mokum shomer. That's what Tosfos holds. And the other side learns that it's a good grace. So, yeah. You have to be misamik yaser in the machlokes. But Ezra Hashem, when we see the Tosfos on your aleph on the beis, we'll come back to it. But that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes. That's what you could learn. Yeah, a little bit of Tesoros, but that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes. What kind? Ich lovn deine lahaydina. Does it have a shame of a chotzer hamishtamer? Yeah, we'll just say, I guess, the Rosh Perek. Rav Asher wanted to say, even the Ri is Maide, that klapi the whole world, it's a chotzer hamishtamer. But he holds klapi this person, it's not called a chotzer hamishtamer. I said, big tyrant. Okay. That's the shinoi of the two taisas. We have two machlekes in between taisas. One is in the klal of koinish aloimi daitai. By ashena mishtamer, where you're oimid b'tzidai, do you have a din of koinish aloimi daitai? That's machlekes number one. Machlekes number two, an ena mishtamer that one guy has access. What's the din? Now you could learn, not like Rav Asher, you could learn the Gemara that the Ri's learning that if one guy has access, it's not Mistava, the Gemara is talking only one guy had access. Mistama, other people have access. And Rav Asher wanted to learn, it means one guy has access, and that's the need. Okay, that's the Machloek Islam. That's the question number two. Badu. The lesser the mashkin b'chotzer. Lesser is not going on the person. Lesser is going on the chesed. The nice yeshiva shetreifus. The first part was lessons on the gavro, and the other way of learning is lessons on the ches. This is the chiddush of treifus. Avol malve gam lefi amakshin mayri the lesser bechotzer. Lekach loy parak mes nisen kimi rabbiyesi bereb chanin. In Tosis in Gittin, there's a Tosefes. Tosis in Gittin says, the Gemara over there says two times the lesser. It's important to see the Gemara inside. The first time the lesser was Meduyik in the Gemara that it's going on the Malveh. The second the lesser is going on the Mashkin. And that's the Maskana of the Gemara over there. The Fizet, Tresis and Gittin speaks out, there's a Havamina of the Gemara over there that when it's less, but even by a Chotza Mishtamir, you need a Medes Bitsida. And the Maskana of the Gemara is, you don't need a Medes Bitsida. Thus is Lefi Tresis over here. Because even the feet tesis over here, it comes out there is one step of the Gemara that's not like our Gemara, but at least Lamaskana, the Gemara steps. Thus is the Mahalich of tesis. In Rashi over there, Rashi Lechair is coming to answer tesis's question. As Rashi says, learns that lesser means lesser Malveh. But Rashi says a chiddush. It doesn't mean lesser in the house. It means lesser in the ear. And over there, we had a havamina to learn a whole new bit. The only time chotzer is kaine is when the bala chotzer is in the city. The bala chotzer is not in the city. He's not kaine. As Lefi said, there's no stira from there to our Gemara over here, even though less is going on the Malveh, which is more partially the Russian of the Gemara. Because less over there doesn't mean he's less in the field, it means less in the sea. Lefi Rashi, we're going by a Chotza Mishtameres. And you don't need a Medes Bitsida, but you still need the person to be in the air. Bitzarech beer, what's this new din in Chotzer? You gotta be in the city to make it work. Why? Why do you have to be in the city? As the Gemara over there says, a Hezbollah. If you would want to do the Kinyan, he could do it himself. As Bemele, therefore, then he's kind of in Chotzer. But if he's not in the city, he can't do this Kinyan himself, as then he's not kind of with Chotzer. Chotzer is only kind of that when you could do the Kinyan yourself. When you can't do the Kinyan yourself, you're not kind of with Chotzer. As this is a whole new angle, a whole new beer in the Sogi, and Rashi learns that's the Tanaya beer. Gerada Lefi Toises that learns that the Gemara meant Oimedes Bitsidoi. It's Sarach Bia. What's the Gemara saying? This new Hezber. If you could be kind of yourself, then you're kind, and that's why you need Aymed Bitsida. It's a whole new angle of Aymed Bitsida. Until now, we had two different pshatim. Either because it's Mishtamer, or it's Dumya Diyad. Over there in the Gemara, you'll come up with a whole new angle. It's only a Havamina. Okay. In Rashi, therefore Rashi learns the Gemara means a whole new angle, nothing to do with our Sogya. What's the Hezber of this tonight? The Maritz Chias asked the question, what's the Hezber of this tonight? Why do you need that he has to be able to do it himself for a Chotzer to work? Behelem Divrei the Maritz Chias, L'choira you would learn that Rashi means it's Midin Yad. And Rashi holds, when could you say it's his yad? Well, he could have done it himself. If he could have done it himself, it's his yad. But if he can't do it himself, you can't say it's his yodai arichta. It only could be his yad, his working yad, when he could have done it himself with his yad. As this is bimkaim his yad. If he can't do it himself with his yad, as this is not bimokam his yad. As that'll be a new svar in Rashi, that you needed to be ba'oisoi here. So the Maisa, the Maskana, the Gemara is, the lesser lamashkin. But that was the tzad of the yumin. Yedava mina
is not even shlichus, according to Rashi.
The feed the way we're explaining it. Yeah. Marischius wants to go in shlichus. He says a mechulish di gevor. That's why we're trying to learn. It's a din in yah. Ah, it could be that even if it's mishum shlichus, it also has to be mishum yah. That we have to see the certain time in yah you still need. Okay. Because even in shlichus, it could be this would be a din. Okay. This is the knaj in Rashi. It's interesting. Tosis ignores Rashi. Tosis goes on the Gemara, he says Pshatim, and he totally ignores Rashi. Why does Tosis totally ignore Rashi? This usually doesn't happen. Usually Tosis brings Pirush HaKadosh. There are sugyas where there's a Rashi's Pshat and Tosis shtolzes Rashi out. He doesn't even bring it and ask on it. As the shayla is, what do you do when you have a Tosis that Rashi says a Pshat and he doesn't bring it down? As L'chayra the Kivun is, Tosis holds Rashi is so shver, he doesn't have to be Mesiachas to it. Kach Limdoi say Rabbi say. That when there's a Rashi, Tosis doesn't bring it down and handles the Sugya, that means that Rashi's Pshat is so shver, Tosis doesn't even have to explain it. Misvara, I can't understand. Aye, why Misvara can't Tosis understand Rashi? What would be the makom to ding on Rashi? Why didn't Tosis bring down Rashi? Tosis asks a question, Rashi answers the question, and Tosis doesn't even say, well, Rashi answered my question, and I argue for a reason. I mean, Tosis holds Misvara, you can't say it. As what's the pshat? What could be a makom loben al Tosis is shy? As Avosha wanted to learn, that Tosis held that Rashi is making a whole new category. Ear, a whole new makom. Tosis held, Mechatesa, the definition is ear. You could have a huge city, like New York City. Yeah. As you're gonna say, if the guy in the ear, he could come back. Sometimes the city could even be bigger than two different cities in Eretz Yisrael. The whole city itself probably bigger than four cities in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. As then he could come back, then he can't come back. Mechatesa, the agdar of coming back and not coming back is based on a city. Where do you find such a musik? As even if you're going to learn misvara, it's tali, if I could come back and do the kinyan myself, like Rashi learned, abatayse self, mechatesa, the agdar is ear. Why is it tali in ear? It depends on the ear. There could be a huge city. Yeah. And there could be a small city. Yeah. And sometimes there could be a small city where he's out of the city and he could come back too. as even if Rashi is right, where could Rashi get that Gdara is here? That's kilu why Tosis didn't want to learn like Rashi. That's what Rav Asher wanted to say. Ve'im kinim hadvarim. Yeah. Us, you could bring a mocha to Rashi from a different, from a Gemara at the end of Kedushin. The Gemara says that the Isha, who's baila be'ir, is no iser of yichud. Why? Because she's scared that her husband's going to come home. Because it's a shmira. And over there, the Lashon is Baila Be'ir. What happens if she's in a big city? What happens if it's a small city? Even when he's out of the air, he could come home. Yeah. As it seems like that, Kilu, the vicinity of coming home is city. Now, I'm not bringing it as a Raya Keneged, what Rav Asher learned in Rosis. Could you say, over there is a psychological thing in the Isha. When is the Isha scared of her husband? If he's in the city, she feels he's close. She's scared of him. If he's out of the city, even if he could come back, you could say over there, psychological.
Here is also psychological. You don't want somebody else going into the house to take
No, no. If you hear the word is, imu yochel lasei sakinya. It's a different time. Yeah. You see that Nechshev in one place is Baila Be'er. I'm not saying it's an exact Raya, But a dimyan to Rashi, that you see the kfiyas of when it's called, I'm able to come to the place, that was the way Chazal looked at it in those days. If you were in the city, it's called accessible. If you were out of the city, it's not called accessible. Yeah. That was the kilu dagdara. That's ulay amakar to Rashi. Kilu Rashi makes this new category, this new makam that we don't have bichlal in the hagdara of chatzer. And that's what was bothering Taisis Mehishu Taisi. Rashi said, yet you could also hear a little bit that in those days, out of the ear, there was sakanas drachim. You left the city, wasn't pashit. They were listim all over the place. There were wild animals in the forms of behemoths, sometimes in the forms of para adams, people. Yeah, it was dangerous once you were out of the city. Yeah.
What's Taisus?
That's why you say Tfilas Aderech when you go out of the city, because it's a dangerous place. As when you're in the city, it's all cold, it's very easily accessible. Out of the city, yeah. Ula.
What Taisus going to do with the Skamar?
Which Skamar?
With the Skamar by the bear.
That's what he said. Taisus learned that's like more psychological when the Isha is scared. Is that what Taisus will hold? But over here is Tali, if you could do the Maisa Kinyan or not, if it's called Yochalasis and Maisa Kinyan, Mecha Tesa, it's the year. Okay. That would be possible. Okay, as thus is the Inyan of ear, according to Rashi. That's the first Chalik of the Sugya. We want to start a little bit the Sugya of Shikha. We're not Kilu saying shir on it, we're just getting familiar with the Musagi. For many people, they never learn, as for some people, it's actually a chiddush that there's a musig of shikha. That's like a massive chiddush. And then the prate dinim of shikha are for sure like what's flying in the sugya. So let's go a little bit just to get familiar with the Musagim to help the oilam get into the sugya. It's a new sugya. So let's get a little bit familiar with the sugya. The sugya goes like this. Minat temra dechatzah she'enu mishtameres yoymid b'tzat tzadeh yu'in iloy iloy d'tanya haya oymid b'ir v'oymid yedei ani she'oymid she'yesh li b'sada poylem shakuchu Loy Yehe Shikha. As a guy is in the city and he has his poilim working on the field. V'yoyma, the guy gives a speech. Frek Ramban, why do you need an Amira? Why is he giving a speech? Why do you need an Amira, Bechlau? Think believe, I'm not forgetting it. Why do you need to sing? You have to sing. As he says, for I'm Yidei Yandi, Shaim, Shayeshli, Visode, Poilim Shaduku, my Poilim, I'm gonna forget it. Lo ye Shikha Yoho, Lo ye Shikha, Tamil Loime, Vishachta, Oime, Visada, Visada, Vishachta, Viloide. As he learned Rashi, what's this here? Oime, Shayeshli, Visada. Rashi says, Chinachtiv Shom Midaiti. As Rashi learns a very interesting thing. We're talking about when Mr. Balabayas was in the field. It's not he had Pilem in the field, he was in the field. No, Mr. Balabayas was in the field. Void, we're not talking about when he's talking about the general stuff that's in the field. He's talking about there's a specific item that I put in the field, left in the field for my poilim to take it. As we're talking, she nachtiv shom midaiti. I had it. It was midaiti. V'samachti ala poilim she yiviyu. And I was samach on the poilim she yiviyu u'poilim shachachu. And we're talking about the poilim forgot it already. He relied on his poilim. They were supposed to take it, and they did. They forgot. Lo yehi shikha im chazer v'shachach. Before in Rashi over here, a chiddush. We're talking about where the Bala Bayis was Chayzer v'Shachachai. The Rishonim bring a Mishnah in Peah. And this is a very important idea in this Sukkah. The Mishnah in Peah says that if you have Poyalim and a Bala Bayis that are working on a field, if the Poyalim forget it, it's not called Shikha. If the Bala Bayis forgets it and the Poyalim remember it, it's not called Shikha. You need the shikha of Shneyem the day of the Jewish shikha. As if one forgets and the other one remembers, it's not called shikha. As it's a mefurish and mishnah, you need both of them to forget. As you can't learn the pshat is the shikha's mitzad the poyalim, because the mishnah says you need the shikha of Shneyem. As therefore Rashi says, we're talking about it here where it was chazer v'shachachai. As you got to add to this mishnah like this, he gave a whole speech. The poyalim that they did it, it's not shikha. And then, after his whole big drama, dramatic speech, he forgot it anyway. That's the tzir. That's how Rashi learned, and it's a doichik. Why did Rashi learn that way? Explains the Rishonim. It has to be that way, because if he didn't forget it, there's no din shikha. You need shikha shnei. As that's how Rashi starts off. The problem is, Rashi later on says that shikhas poyalim oisa oisa shikha. Rashi in Divrei HaMaskal Avol Beir switches around and he says shikhas poyalim oisa oisa shikha. What happened? Rashi in the beginning said you need the shikha of shneyem. As what's Rashi switching afterwards, that shikhas poyalim oisa oisa shikha? As many people feel like, okay, once you have that Rashi, you see Poylem work the most. But you can't, because Rashi in the beginning of the Sugya was limited, where both of them forgot. Because what's Rashi saying afterwards? Shikis Poylem, Oysen, Oysoy, Shikha. Yeah. That's the big technical problem in Rashi. Now, I don't want the Oylem to really be mamish, be totally out of lima and suspense and not be able to sleep tonight. So, I'm going to give a little hint of a kibbutz. Vaistachais and Rashi, even though you need shikhas abaylim also, but the ikka shikha is ayyadei lupayim. As what's together of the shudvis, you need shikhas payalim, shikhas baylim, but the ikka is ayyadei lupayim. We'll even tell the oilam, why is the ikka the payalim? Because they're in the field. They're the ones that it was mutl on them to take out from the field. The Bala Bayis is already out of the field. He left it for the Payalim, like Rashi said. And that's why Rashi started the Sugya. He left it for the Payalim. He's gone. As therefore, even though it's a Shutfis, but it's not an even Shutfis, a 50-50. The Payalim on the Ikka. And the Bala Bayis, he's like a Tanai. V'idach zil gemar. Now we're ready to start the Rashi. At least we have, like Reb Shmuel says, a sugya is a building. Like before you build a building, you have to have the building blocks to start the building. If you don't have the stones to build your building, you push it, you don't know how to build it. But those are the stones to work in Rashi. The big shaila on the sugya is the sugya says that if one of them was Sheikheach, as then you could be Zeicha Midin Chatzer. Fred Duran, a bomb question on the Gemara. What does it mean to be Zeicha Midin Chatzer? It was mine! The Torah turned it into Matnes Aniyim, turned it into Shikha. As it is mine! And the Torah turns it into Shikha. As how can you be Zeicha Midin Chatzah to prevent it from becoming Shikha? It's yours already, and the Torah made it Shikha. As what does it mean? You're Zeicha Mishum Chatzah, and therefore it's not Shikha. Torah says Shikha's Chal on something that's yours. What does Chatzah do? It makes it into yours. As a manushah, if the Shikha was Chal, it's Maman Aniyim, you can't be Zeicha Midin Chatzah. If the shikha wasn't chal, it's yours. As you're going to walk up, agreise ilui. I don't want it to be shikha. I'm zeicha midin chotzer. What does chia midin chotzer do? It already is yours. But if you shecheich it, it becomes matnas aniyim. As what does shikha do? As that's the huge bomb question in the sugya. One more time, if you didn't know the question, you could read the Gemara, look in the art scroll, and go back here. Yeah, wouldn't bother you. Oh, this is the bomb question on the sugya. That's the as the Ran says a teretz and the Rach says a teretz. Okay, as Bez Hashem, we started a little bit together to get a head on the sugya that the Olam should have the kingdom with what to work, what to build a little bit.